Welcome to the Tony Gaskin Show, best-selling author, celebrity life coach, and international speaker. The purpose of this show is to bring you motivation, inspiration, and education in the areas of life, love, and business. Thank you for joining me. Now let's get started.
Hey, thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of Talks with Tony. Got an email today and it says, "Hey, Tony, I appreciate your podcast and words of wisdom. As a man of the Most High, it's hard to find believers who are earthly good. There's too many self-righteous Christians out here who can't talk with everyday people without Bible verses as complete responses like robots." Ooh, said a word. Like they say, too heavenly minded to be any earthly good. Anywho, to make it short, I'm 27, single, and back at home with my mother. I moved out for a year, but was running thin on cash, meaning I moved out too soon. I realized I put a lot of pressure on myself, and that pressure is to be successful, meaning financially stable or a millionaire by 30 years old. And I feel like if I don't get there in a timely fashion, then I have failed. I'm working on two businesses. One is basically a t-shirt company, and the other is a software company. Am I forcing it? And should I take the pressure and success time clock and throw it away? Hey, thank you very much for writing in. I believe this is a young man because it did say, as a man of the Most High, it's hard to find believers who are earthly good. And, you know, hey, I feel you. I remember when I was 25, I still was not where I wanted to be. And I remember asking myself, I said, man, is this where I thought I would be at 25? Like, I thought I would be successful. Like, how am I going to be successful? Like, how will I make it? 26, it didn't happen. 27, I think 27, I got a little breakthrough. Still, you know, wasn't there. Probably 28, probably was 28, 29, that, you know, I broke into the six figures, you know, with my business, with my brand. But it takes time. You know, it takes time. And I was fortunate enough to be using social media. And so by sharing quotes every day, eventually the quotes went viral. So then anything else I had going on, it was, you know, taken to another level. So people was reaching out, say, hey, come speak at my event, come speak at my event, come speak at my event. So I was doing all these different events. And so you're getting 3,000, 4,000, 5,000, 6,000, $7,000 per event. And so if you do three in a week, you know, you just made $15,000 in that week. You do that every week for a month. Now you just made $60,000 in that month. And so that started to happen. And I was consistently, my money was growing and growing, and it just kind of happened. I did not see it happening, did not know when it was going to happen, didn't know how it was going to happen. I just was diligent in my pursuit. So what I say to everyone that wants to be successful is find what it is that you can do and do it with everything in you. Like, give your all to it. I was on social media and I tweeted 17 original quotes a day in my prime on Twitter. And then I got on Facebook and I post two picture quotes a day. Then I bumped it to four. And I got on Instagram and I post two to four picture quotes a day every single day. 7 days a week I was there and I was pumping out the content. And it started to reap a reward. It grew my brand. People started to see me as one of the top life and relationship coaches, one of the top speakers. You know, I was self-published independent author and my books were selling. The books would be making me, you know, sometimes $10,000 or more dollars a month. And so everything started to work. So use what you can. And yes, take the time clock away, but work diligently every day. That doesn't mean take time off. It doesn't mean relax too hard. Get up and set some work hours every day And if you work a job, work that job and balance the dream and the job. You know, don't be against working for somebody. It's okay to work a job and then work on your dream outside of your job. I did that for nearly 5 years. You know, nearly 5 years as an adult, I was working, you know, for someone else. I can't remember when I started there, maybe 21, 22, or 22, and I left at 27. But for 5 years, I had to balance the dream and the job, and I went full-time at 27 in my calling, in my purpose, in my ministry. So, you know, be okay working for somebody. And I worked 40 hours for them, and then I was working another 30, 40, or 50 for myself. We got 168 hours in a week. So, yes, throw the success time clock away, but be diligent. Be hungry, yet be content, as the Bible says, meaning be thankful for what you have and where you are and what you've accomplished and what you're doing. But keep dreaming big, keep taking action, and utilize everything. You know, stack the trends. Don't just have a software company and a t-shirt company. Get on social media and master social media. Start a quote page that posts amazing quotes. Build your page with your quotes, with your motivation, and then sell your t-shirts to your following. Then convert the people that you meet through that page to your software company, you know, or build your software company off the back of your t-shirt company or your quote page online. But stack the trends, be resourceful for everybody. Be hungry, stay humble, be content, keep pressing, don't stop, and trust that when you least expect it, when you are expecting it, but when you least expect it, in the midst of expecting, the breakthrough happens. It's just how it works. So if you don't give up and you don't stop working, it is impossible to fail. Hey, thank you so much. If you have a question for me, please send it in to inbox@tonygaskins.com. Inbox@tonygaskins.com. Thank you so much, and we'll talk soon.